It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The Unrivaled Players Club with Scott Mitchell, Alex Carey, and BYU's Jaren Hall.
All righty, sports fans, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled Players Club with Jaren Hall, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. We have breaking news, folks.
Yeah, reports coming out of now the NFL Network and ABC now confirming as well that John Gruden is out as the Las Vegas Raiders head coach. John Gruden, who faced the last week of racially insensitive emails that had surfaced from 2011 and 2012. It appears that even more emails had also surfaced. As of today, John Gruden informed Mark Davis, according to the NFL Network, that of his decision to resign, and he is no longer the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. So that's our breaking news right as we get into it here, as we watch this NFL, this Monday Night Football game going on as well. In the meantime, we have that falls down from up there. And, yeah, so John Gruden. Those emails now surfacing as of this week, and then they were 10, 11 years ago, and they've come back to bite him. So racially insensitive emails that he said were too much of a distraction to the team. He informed the team. He informed Mark Davis, and he's no longer the head coach. John Gruden out as the head coach at the Las Vegas Raiders. We're going to jump right back in here, though, with Jaren Hall. And Jaren, you had to jump into the breaking news there as we saw it how kind of unfold on Twitter, and then it was confirmed there. So there's your breaking news. We're doing our Players Club. It's wild. It's wild to think what happens in 2021, and how quickly things can change too. Let's jump into this game you guys are preparing against with Baylor. Offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes. Ryan Mateos, the offensive line coach from last year with you guys, they're at Baylor now, and they're having quite a good year, and with same record as you guys, Big 12 opponent coming up. What have you guys talked about when it comes to preparing for Coach Grimes and what they – obviously, you're not on the defensive side of things, right. But there obviously are going to be things that they're going to be looking for that you and your offensive coordinator Aaron Roderick are going to be doing. How do you guys prepare for that, knowing these guys know what we do here, man? These guys know, and we know what they do a little bit.
All right. Now you just got to tighten up everything, the operation of stuff. Things are different, obviously, this year from last year. With every coach who becomes a coordinator, things change a little bit. It's a little different, you know, from when Grimes was our OC. But, yeah, a lot of similarities still. So as far as what the defense is doing, I'm not sure. You know, it's day one of prep. But at least for us as an offense, it's more talking about their personnel today, the dudes they have up front and throughout their linebacking core secondary. But they're going to be a great defense as far as what I know. They got a lot of returning guys. And, you know, just like Arizona State, Utah, they're going to be one of the best defenses we face. So we just talked about being prepared to play, understanding that it'll be a tough game. And we've got our work cut out for us, so we've got to execute well. We've got to have a good week of practice, and every day we've got to dial into the small details and just get better from last week.
So clearly one of the biggest challenges last week were fumbles, right, turning the ball over. And as you're preparing for this opponent this week, like, what's the right focus on that issue? Is it just kind of an anomaly? It's like, hey, it just kind of goes away? Or is it something you kind of have to address and deal with in your preparation and during practice?
Well, I think it's hard to go away from it because, you know, such a big part of our offense is taking care of the ball. So every week we'll highlight those stats of turnovers or no turnovers. And in this week, obviously, a lot more than we've had in any other game. But the reality of it is you're not going to point any fingers or blame anybody. You know, Tyler and Lopini, those guys have carried the ball almost 500 times, yeah. I think it is, here at BYU, and they'd only fumble the ball each, I think, once or twice until that moment. And so they, you know, that's crazy, unheard of, to go that many years and that many carries and only have that many turnovers. And so for them to both have in the same game is just unlucky, man. You would have never guessed. And right. So, I mean, we still, those guys are going to continue to get the ball and they're going to continue to make plays. But it's just, yeah, it's just an anomaly. It's crazy that it happened, and it just stinks for those guys, man, because you know that they work so hard and they're ready. But it's not them. You know, I had a turnover as well, threw a ball up there, silly. And so, you know, a lot of us have our own weight to bear when it comes to looking inward and realizing the mistakes we made. So, but yeah, you definitely address it and just realize, you know, this next week you talk more about ball security and I think we'll be okay.
What is it that you guys are going to look at then as you go into this week and you say, hey, all right, I mean, last week you had this thing about who's the starting quarterback going to be? When did you know, by the way, last week? Was it closer to the game than maybe would have been for comfort for you? Or was it like, you know, you knew? I mean, Aaron Roderick talked about how you kind of built up in reps during mm-hmm. the week. When did you find out last week you were going to be – or when did you feel like you could go and say, yeah, I want to get the start?
Yeah, it was I think it was Wednesday or Thursday when I was finally able to do full reps, healthy, and get through a full practice. Just to really do everything I needed to do was Wednesday or Thursday maybe. So, but for me, I mean, I kept my mindset that I'd be able to play. So, you know, I'd be sharp and focused and at the right mental level I needed to be as far as preparing for Boise State. But, yeah, it was later on the week until it was official that I'd start getting the starting reps up until the game.
It's probably nice, too, to go, look, all right, now we're past that whole, is Jaron going to go, is he not going to go kind of, you know, vibe.
Yeah.
And so now that, like – to get kind of back to quote-unquote normal, that must feel pretty good.
Yeah, it is. And this week more normal than last. So, you know, just be comfortable enough to get out there and play the game I need to play to win a game. So, it's a good feeling.
So you're big on routines and kind of staying in the same routine with a lot of things. And you haven't dealt with a loss yet this year. Mm-hmm. How much of that changes for you? Do you do more? Is there... You know, I've heard of some guys, they carry a tennis ball around and it's like and you bounce it around, you know, to kind of bounce back, whatever.
Right.
Are there things that you do like that, or things that maybe you change in your routine or modify just to say, hey, you're going to go the extra mile to make sure I'm ready this week?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you'll look at the tape and you'll see things you need to work on. And you know, for me, it's seeing what I can do better and then maybe spending more time in practice working on one or two things, or in film session, you know, if there was something I wasn't as on top of last week, maybe it's a red zone or a certain play in the playbook or a group of plays. Now this week I'm going to study those more and I'm going to look more at red zone defense. I haven't decided yet what that is, but I'm sure that there's for sure going to be something I do this week, whether it's just more time spent or, you know, I don't know yet, but there for sure will be something different for me. You know, you can't ever... Einstein says the definition of insanity is to do the same thing and expect a different result. So I'm going to have to for sure change something up and, you know, just find something that works.
You're talking about how, you know, you're looking at Baylor's personnel, what it is that they do. What jumps out at you initially as you started to look at that film from what they do? And like I said, I mean, this is the two of you guys, your two teams are 10-2 mm-hmm. on the season total. So, these are two very talented football yeah. teams coming across each other down in Waco. What are you seeing on the video so far of the Baylor Bears defense?
Yeah, so far they check off all the boxes, man. Just complete. They have a great front, some absolute studs up in the middle. Their linebackers are super athletic, fast, long, and experienced. And their DBs, all of them, I think, are seniors. And one's like a 6-year returner. So they've played a lot of football along that defense.
That's like a BYU guy or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, man. Yeah. Exactly. So they're going to know the game, man. They know they look very comfortable in what they do, and they don't do a ton of stuff, but what they do really well. So we're going to have to, you know, be dialed in. But for them, they'll have a test with us too. You know, it'll be two great football teams, and so it'll be a fun game.
Not a long travel season so far for you guys.
Right.
This is kind of a further, you know, further distance to
it's
travel.
A legit travel game.
Like how much of a discussion do you have about that? What do you do that kind of helps you to adjust to actually being away from home and the distance that you have to travel?
Yeah, I think just limiting distractions. You know, we went to Vegas. Every distraction in the world did a great job of focusing in on what we need to do while we were there. So same thing here. You know, you're going to be flying, and you might have some jet lag if you don't do well with flying and you have some time to recover. But I think at the end of the day, if you stay focused And I think our team does a great job with the mature guys we have to stay focused on the task. It's a business trip. And so, you know, while we're traveling, you find time to continue to prepare for the game, to study. And then, obviously, you get ready for the atmosphere, because it's going to be a little different than a home game. But, you know, we welcome that adversity and the fun that comes with that.
Do you guys go watch a movie, like, the night before? Do you guys do all that kind of stuff?
Or? We don't anymore. We did in the past. COVID year, obviously, we couldn't do that anymore, so we didn't. And then this year, we just kind of felt, as the coaches felt and the captains of the team, the groups of leaders we have, when we discussed, we just felt like we were a little more focused, you know. You know, eating so much junk food the night before when you're at the theater, and you know, just more time to prepare.
The junk food at night.
You know what I mean?
Everybody, yeah. I love the idea of not just bed checks, but like the candy check. Be like, all right, yeah. Empty your pockets.
Pockets like, out. You know, they come knock on your door. They come through the fridge. You know, make sure.
So you can't. So they're like, yeah, we're not watching
the fridge.
We're not doing. No, we're not doing joking. Stuff as we're not doing stuff as teammates. Everybody sit in your room.
No, they gave us bags of goodies, man. They take care of us still.
For sure.
You know. So you just got to be smart about what you're putting in your body and what you can handle, and just got to know yourself. Whatever gets you to, you know, play well. So.
Well, Seinfeld's back on Netflix, so if you need to, you know, unwind a little bit, you can get back.
Well, it's not The Office, but it's close, I guess.
It's close. It's our version of The Office from when I was a kid. All right,
I guess that's true. Oh, my bad.
All right, so we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week. Good luck down in Waco, man, and have fun. And we're looking forward to it. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
All right, let's take a break. News, traffic, and weather right now, of course. The big news, John Gruden out as a head coach at the Las Vegas Raiders. We'll get into a little bit more of that story. Plus, you'll hear from Kalani Sitake, his weekly press conference from this week, what he had to say about getting ready for taking on a couple of his former assistants. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.